back on Republic, and we're here. We got both Bill on, and we have Mo kind of sitting here for off the corner, and we're going to let Bill continue where he left off, and Mo, you can come up, and we're looking for John. Been trying to raise him back, but Bill, please continue before we went to break. We were talking about, you know, this counterintelligence and all this stuff. Please go on.
Well, the whole entire equation of conditioning that's going on and has gone on in this country obviously has been going on for a number of years. If you get to read Smith's review of OSS, which was Operational Special Services during World War II, you'll notice that the intelligence community was extremely, extremely populated by the brightest and the best. You know, I think Dr. Watt mentioned that in his last show. It seems very, it almost seems apropos now, considering it gave me quite a chuckle when he mentioned it, the best and the brightest of the posterity of large corporate banking. Now, why would they be sending, you know, their very best into the salons and the dark alleys of Europe and the hedgerows of Germany to fight a left-behind war in a supposedly very Christian country? It becomes very interesting who they are.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, talking about that, and was glad you sparked this in memory, and I need to bring this up, folks. I heard last week they're right now talking about putting more and more recruitment centers on high school campuses. And that reminds me of Ostensgruppen of Germany. You know, the young men that were children that were the Nazis, and how they were, you know, being groomed in schools to go right into the military. So now, you know, we're looking at that going on as well. And I wanted your opinion of that, and I think Mo's back, and I'd like your opinion, too, of the fact that, you know, they're putting military encampments in high school, you know, kind of setting everybody up. You know, well, if you cannot fit into sports, and you're not the criminal cop to go into, you know, corporate America, then everybody else is considered to have special ed needs. Most of those people in special ed in those schools, by the way, are on Ritalin or some type of psych drug we're talking about. And what is your opinion of that? Please give me that, Bill, and then Mo.
Well, that it goes back to the discussion of the mind control via the discussion that John Foster Dulles had to have with FBI Director Hoover, and that was in the 50s. And you have to wonder why that was of such interest that early on between two quote-unquote federal agencies, one very recently formulated unconstitutionally, I might mention, and the other one already invested in the community. But ultimately, you get backup.
Well, we're going to stop here again. We're going to break. Callers 800-313-9443. It's the Dan Brewer Show, Blog Talk Radio, as well as RBN. Time again.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
We're back, and it's Late Night with Deanna here on RBN and Blog Talk Radio. And we have Bill, and we have also Mo on the line. I want to go back to Bill for a minute, and then Mo, please jump on in. Bill, you want to continue?
Well, I just wanted to get to the point for the caller that they get a chance to check around and look and listen to what is occurring around them. Tarpley was very pressed for the short amount of time that he had to present that sweep and scope of history. But if you look at what he said, the order in which he said and the players goes back to the source and the quote that I gave you out of a book called The Behold the Pale Horse by Gordon Cooper. If I had it right in front of me, I'd be able to give you the chapter and verse page. However, if you just take a look at Behold the Pale Horse and look for 10460 executive order in there, you'll come to see that, you know, nothing happens by chance. I might mention that Gordon Cooper is long dead. Luckily, Tarpley is here and available to bring that observation back to us. If there is mind control and brainwashing, there's also deprogramming, some that would be or have been in the past mind-controlled and or heavily affected by the influences of such technology, react adversely to a deprogramming event, and I think that's what we were being subjected to by Mr. Tarpley. Now, I do not agree in any way, shape, or form with Mr. Tarpley on a lot of different areas, but he is a very well-observed, extremely well-read, and very timely voice in this battle for the information war. I'd only mention that by virtue of the fact that Maureen Dolan, predecessor to Miss Schrindel over at the Sentinel, wrote in the Coeur d'Alene Press that the NIC Director for Strategic Program Development, along with Mr. Jeff Black, Executive Director of the Idaho Post, Police Officers Standards and Training from Boise, was going to form a relationship with a group called Backup. And I'm wondering if, you know, maybe the caller from Missouri would take the time to look up who Backup is or who their corporate affiliations is. Maybe they would call up and let us know if there are any academic institutions in Missouri that are presently forming up relationships with that little corporate group. But ultimately, Mr. Tarpley was drawing a very fine point on the social engineering that's going on daily.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, but I'm sorry. I wanted to. I didn't want to stop you. Just go ahead, Bill. I'm sorry.
Well, if Mo has a point, I mean, he lived it in his family. You're from Iran, right, Mo?
Yes.
Well, when you saw with the Savak and that, when you saw with your family in Iran, when you saw the CIA Savak marrying up with the community agencies or groups or church-affiliated entities within your community, how did it seem? What was going on?
There was democracy in 1953, and there was we were under Dr. Mohammad Mossadegh, but 1953 they came in Tehran. They did some kind of activity like similar to what happened in September, and as a result, they put it on the Dr. Mohammad Mossadegh supporters and him, and then they brought all his cabinet members in front of outside and beheaded them, and then they put Dr. Mohammad Mossadegh into exile, and then they brought the Shah of Iran back to the power, and he was good to the puppets. And until he said in 1979, hell with you guys. I am going to sell my oil at $60 per barrel. At that time, it was like $20 or $10 per barrel at that time. And then they said, no, we don't want you anymore here. Then the globalists, the same people, they brought Khomeini with Air France to Tehran. And then he took put him into the power. As a result, we have 3 million mass graves in Iran. After the fall of Khomeini, after the fall of the Ayatollahs in near future or later, all this mass grave would be recovered, and they will be shown to the world that what they have done. This is the same thing they have done to the Jews. They have the same thing they have done to the all over the world, in Kenya. We have seen in other countries, and it's crazy that, you know, they're trying to have their agenda. They want to get rid of the population. They don't want to have any of Middle Eastern. There's no democracy. No country has a democracy in the world, including Europe, Canada, and USA is included.
But Mo, all our public servants, to took an oath to support and defend the constitutional republic. The only thing that they're supposed to be espousing is a constitutional republic. But they would oppress, threaten us, intimidate us, tax us, and murder us ultimately, if not tase us for opening our mouths in questioning the hypocrisy of a democracy. You received a democracy via very large corporate, industrial, if not academically induced, large oil influences of banking and media. And for that democracy, how many mass graves, or how many graves did you say that we delivered for you with that democracy?
Since 1979, the shaitanic ayatollahs came to the power in Iran. They have killed over 3 million Iranians under all of them were political prisoners, and because they were outspoken like me, like you, and like other people, like Alex Ansari or like Alex Jones, and they were put into mass graves, and they killed them. Some of them were hanged. Some of them were alive. They were bulldozer. They put bulldozer on them, and some of them were. As I said, bullets, and then they go and ask from their families to give for each bullet $100. That, you know, it depends how many bullets they put to the body of that person. And they go back and they say, you have to pay us money for the killing your loved ones. I mean, this is what's going on. And United States was not even thinking about this issue. Nowadays, because of this atomic nuclear power that Iran is going to make, not suddenly Iran is a bad person. It's the same situation as Shah of Iran. Shah was good until when he was going to sell oil for $60 per barrel. And now we see that the as of today is around $100 per barrel. The oil is. So, you know, it's all games, and it's we are very soon coming to the end game, and they're going to mass exterminate 80% of population, and especially with this old radioactive cell towers they put, they want to kill us.
Mo, you're scratching up on my end over here. I am sure you're coming out loud and clear on the radio.
Yeah, he's coming out fine. I don't know. Some of the phones are kind of like cracking off, so I don't know what it is.
Mo, could you repeat slowly and clearly for the corporate industrial, military industrial sector of, what was that, 69 to 78 for Iran and that part of the Middle East? When we had oil lines here, how many graves were created with that tax dollar and that democracy?
I mean, it doesn't democracy in Iran. I mean, right now in Iran, we don't have democracy. We have a clergyman who doesn't know damn thing about anything. They are in charge of the, I mean, they took 70 million Iranian hostages. And since 1979, they killed 3 million Iranians and in different manners.
We're going to stop again for a break, and we'll be right back with Mo and Bill and on Republic and also Blog Talk. Be right back up. 800-313-9443. We have a caller in Illinois, too.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism.
Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, we're back. We're here, a Republic broadcast, and we're waiting for Mo to call back, and Bill is here, and we're trying to give a timeline, a history here of all this, so the callers can understand what it is that's going on. Iran is involved, and it connects into these big corporations, the industrial corporations that went back to World War II. And Bill, you want to continue there? And then I'm going to bring the caller in from Illinois, but they want to talk, I guess, in regards to another subject we brought up. But I want to continue here.
Bill? You know, Mo so very accurately observed the interfamilial, the social economic, if not the spiritual and cultural impact that our international policy from a corporate industrial standpoint or a military industrial standpoint had on the Vietnamese during Vietnam. It certainly had an effect on the folks in Iran. If not what we're doing presently in Iraq versus Afghanistan. And Mr. Tarpley was only trying to focus that back in a fine little point in a pre-policy analysis of the individuals that would purport to be our serpents. Some of them felons. Some of them... I'm sorry? Oh, good. That would be felons and not authorized constitutionally in their mouth in regard to being a constitutionally oriented candidate that would have fealty to that constitutional oath of office or the employment contract it represented. So, you know, Mo, go back and clearly outline just very briefly Dion's question and my question in regard to what are corporate geopolitics of the time in your country ultimately resulted in.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I mean, we had democracy in 1953. I mean, we had very nice time with Dr. Mohammad Mossadegh. We had a secularism government in Iran. But what has happened, they came and they made a coup against Dr. Mohammad Mossadegh in 1953.
Exxon.
Then they put their puppet, the Shah of Iran. Shah was kind of, I mean, half and half, you can say, good and bad. I mean, you know, he also killed lots of people too. And then, in around 1979, when the revolution started in Iran. And then at that time, the Shah was saying to the West, I mean to United States, that, hell, I am going to sell my oil at $60 per barrel. And then at that time, I mean, the minimum wage was like $3 or $2 or $4 an hour at that time. So, I mean, then in the United States, there would be mass riot if the oil would be like $4 or $5, I mean, at that time per barrel. So as a result, they get rid of the Shah of Iran, and then they put another puppet called Khomeini, and then Khomeini took power, and since then, the government of Iran is the fascist Islamic Republic of Iran. And then, since then, Ayatollahs killed even hundreds times more than what Shah of Iran killed. And as of today, we can find many mass graves around Tehran, the FEMA camps in Iran, the Evin prison, and many other sites around Iran. And so this is what we see. Now Iran is in a state of the World War III because they wanted to. Ahmadinejad himself is an Illuminati, and he is a member of Illuminati, and he is with the rest of the gang. I mean, Israel wants exactly whatever they will tell him, he will do. He wants to fight with Israel. He wants to fight with the United States. And as a result, then right now China has a new base in the Kish Island, very close to the Persian Gulf. Kish Island belongs to Iran. And then it's going to be a big mess if they hit Iranian nuclear facilities. We are going to head it for the biggest catastrophe in the world.
Well, that was eloquently said because, again, you know, we in the United States don't understand everything that happened in Iran, and we still don't understand everything that affected Iran and where it lays and how the people are and what the people think. And I thank you very much for bringing that to our attention, Mo. Bill, you want to add anything here?
Well, I couldn't hardly hear Mo the line. Obviously, we've got way too many people on this antiquated and old system here. But I would only go back to Tarpley. It was the exact discussion of Tarpley and the mind control and the conditioning that the American
public. We're going to break in 1 second, and we'll be back on both RBN and Blog Talk.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
In the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime.
Hi, we're back, and we're here on RBN, and we're going to kind of go to the callers here now and hear what they have to say, and then I want to go after this and talk about Meetup. That's a very important thing. We need to do something with this, and I'll talk about it, but I'm going to bring the callers on and see what they have to say about things that we've talked about here in the broadcast. We have Jim in Illinois. Jim, you're up. Fine, how are you?
What's transpired out in Northern Illinois University, the shooting and all? A little bit disturbed by the whole thing. As far as these individuals that go off when they're on their meds, they go off their meds and you have these shootings that happen. Disturbing to say the least. They've tried to come up with identity concepts that they can identify these shooting individuals before it happens. I think, personally, this is just an opinion, that's why I called up, they need to go right after the source. And that's who writes the meds, and that would be the doctors. So a hypothetical situation is you have a state or you have a county, you have a city where the medical establishment knows their patients, they write meds for these patients, what we need to do is a simple cross-check. In my opinion, once again on this, is to take these individuals who have been diagnosed and they've been being treated for a while, could be a week, could be 2 years. They're given medication for their mental illness. I think, personally, they should be given a number that goes into the system, a very private system, where it's cross-referenced onto their driver's license. And obviously, when you go to buy a gun, they do a 5-day check, a background check, albeit, to see if you have any felonies. Well, the simplistic way to do this thing is to put down a universal number on individuals that are on medication, albeit a silent number, not known to the public, but just to the physicians and the Secretary of State, in this case in Illinois. And when they do a background check on these individuals, they should red flag whether or not these individuals that are going for a gun during that 5 days, I think the authorities at that point in time should take over and at that time do a background check to make sure they're taking their meds, whatever they have to do, because let's face facts. This isn't the first time this thing has happened up here where I'm at, up in northern Illinois.
Not the first time it's happened in New York.
Right.
It'd be a violation of HIPAA to start with. They've thought this thing through, sir. I don't know. You've probably read the protocols, what, about 6 or 8 times?
Right.
But if you've reviewed it very carefully, in 8 of protocols, there's a very, very eloquent statement. I don't have it right in front of me. I'm holding Central Intelligence, Washington, D.C., 25, Office of Director, 1956. But in the protocols, you'll notice that there is a very lengthy one-paragraph statement of eloquence as far as social bivalent engineering and exceptions, E-C-T-I-O-N-S, exceptions for us third-grade spellers. That
meaning what exactly, sir?
Your plan by virtue of violation of somebody's privacy or their rights in a democracy. And, of course, you would understand that Dr. Watt would observe, we have to protect the experts that dispense the medication. As good and as well thought out as your plan is, I am sure you understand why it possibly might not be implemented.
All right, but let's take it to the next level. The people who dispense the medication, they're like a silent
Waxo
partner.
A silent partner.
Bear with me here. A silent partner in this process of trying to weed out the good from the bad. It should be on like a number basis. Bear with me here. A number basis that they're not giving up their right to practice. There's no privacy laws involved, albeit the individual who dispenses the medication, it's all about numberage. And I don't like that term, you're a number. But in this case, sometimes, to stop things like this from happening, maybe numbers should be involved. It's basically a cross-reference system where medication that's dispensed to individuals, it can be tracked through the licensing bureaus. And when they go for a gun license, they cross-reference it. That doesn't mean because a person's on meds that the government or anybody else is going to find out about the doctor. What it means is that certain enforcement agencies should be brought in to say, hey, are you staying on your meds? Right? You're going to get a gun. Okay? You're on medication. Are you taking your medication? I don't think it's a lot to ask for, as long as that no privacy rules are involved here where you ixnay someone's privacy. It's a matter of life and death. Your thoughts, sir?
Just exactly as you identify, it is a matter of national life and death of a constitutional republic. It's very well observed that you would come to the discussion of the numbering, considering what is it, 1959 or 1955, most recently in regard to the Veterans Disarmament Act. Anybody who has any psychotropic history, let alone any psychotropic medication, is not worthy of a felony, and therefore will not be issued a license to do that which is unlawful. Are you familiar with 1959?
Well, prior to 1959, people weren't going into colleges and blowing people away, right or wrong.
No, no, no. H.R. 1959. Let's come up to the current here, real-life experience. 1959, the Veterans Disarmament Act, most recently passed by Congress, sir. We have to know all of the facts and all of the players.
These are different times, though. With the way we're living right now, this can't go on.
Have you read 1955 H.R. and 1959 H.R. recently, sir?
No, I have not.
You need to make yourself intimately familiar with both. By virtue of our conversation presently, we're both at risk of being identified as enemies of the state and prisoners of war.
Well, what do you think the Social Security number is? Aren't you identified the day that you were born and your mom puts you through the system with a Social Security number? Unless you walk around not paying your taxes or without a Social Security number. Doesn't the government already know who we are, irregardless of 1959 rule, law, whatever? Aren't we already numbered anyways?
I think you've already answered that, and I'm not trying to be argumentative. However, your exact point only proves how much more relevant the discussion is by virtue of those two pieces of legislation that you have not read, and you would then wish to then renumber the CSI graduate student with excellent scores. Obviously, he had pretty good shooting scores, too. What good are those numbers, and how many families in southern Illinois did his numbers ultimately protect? Or how many numbered cartridges are going to then protect other families of other students? I don't care how many numbers we have in life, sir. If we're not number one with our Lord and standing for his precepts of righteousness, justice, and sovereignty, which he sent his son to observe, demonstrate for us, and then die for us, we'll be nowhere.
I understand, and at the same time, I understand exactly what you're saying, and to a degree, I concur. I definitely concur with the fact that that you believe in Jesus Christ, our Lord. But then again, Jesus Christ, when he walked the earth, wasn't dealing with machine guns, shotguns, 6mm. There's got to be a common sense way to approach this without taking away anybody's individual rights, anybody's privacy. The bottom line is, if you've been diagnosed, this is my opinion, if you've been diagnosed with a mental illness, you should not have access to weaponry. Am I right or wrong
again,
about that?
That goes back to the police officers and the military industrial PFCs that are coming back from Iraq, Iran, Turkey, or Turkmenistan that come into our local communities as quote-unquote sheriff's deputies and police officers when they're supposed to be peace officers, that sign up for a military-industrial complex subcontract training course over at NIC in this particular case. It was documented by Gordon Cooper in Behold the Pale Horse 25, 30 years ago. And what is it getting for us? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Gordon Cooper. Very good. Gordon Cooper, then.
But I don't think I'm talking to Bill, or who am I talking to? I'm hearing two voices here. And believe me, I'm not on any medication, right?
No.
Still.
I was trying to help.
I understand, and I appreciate what you're saying. I'm all about, you know, rights as far as individuals and privacy and everything that the Constitution that we all live under stands by. God, Bible, country, the whole nine yards. I agree with that. But still, there's got to be accountability for individuals that are allowed to purchase weaponry that are on medication.
And regardless
of what the law states, we all have a right to bear arms. Okay, but we don't have the right to bear arms if we're mentally ill. And the point I was trying to make before was that if a cross-reference system was put into place with everybody's privacy being protected, maybe perhaps these last three incidents could have been avoided. That's my point. Nothing more, nothing less. And I appreciate your time. And you guys have a good night. Ms. Burley, thank you very much for your time. Bye-bye.
Don't run away.
Well, that was an interesting concept because, again, we need to do a show on dealing with that issue because, again, there's a problem here, you know, both on the pharmaceutical industry level, and then there is a situation that there are too many people that are, you know, allegedly blasting away that have these mental problems, if they do. So anyway, I want to go to my next caller, too, and that's Leo, and I didn't hear what state. Leo, are you there?
Massachusetts.
Hi, Leo from Massachusetts. What is your comment?
Yeah, I want to get back to that discussion about the S and the HR numbers. The HR number was 1955. The Senate version was 1959. I happened to be strangely lucky enough a couple of weeks ago to run into Senator Kennedy on the street, and I told him that you guys passing S-1959 would be a criminal act. And I said criminal very loudly, enough that his guard policeman came over to me. But, I mean, see, my problem is that I realize a lot of these issues in the Patriot Movement that don't go beyond that far. They're within our little group. I don't know how many millions of us there are, but we're still... The message hasn't gotten out, and I'm really worried about this disparity of information level, and I don't know exactly how to approach it.
Well, you're right about the situation with the information not getting out, because, you know, how many people would you say in the world actually sit down and read these bills? I mean, there's so many of them popping up, and we have no clue, but then later on, we all of a sudden, boom, have a law on the books, and we don't know where it came from, what is in it, what is involved, and then by the time we figure it out, it's too late. So, you know, again, we got to come to some type of leverage to understand what's going on in our legislative body, and we're not getting that. John, you want to say something here on that? What is your opinion of this?
Well, it's just criminal. It's the Borg making its own Borg rule that you can't touch the Borg, and you know, it's a direct violation of the Constitution. And as long as we recognize that and keep hounding and pounding this, then they may recognize that they aren't going to have it to stand behind and protect themselves.
Exactly. The fact that Missouri called Deanne, I think, is very relevant. We have very, very, very few callers from Missouri, and that's kind of sad. Talked to a Patriot gentleman that is in the process of dying that's been involved in this information war forever.
Hey, can
and
I make a comment?
Give him a shout out.
Wait a minute. I'm not from Missouri. I'm from Mass.
We had a caller before that was.
Oh,
from
we had
Missouri.
A caller before you came on from Missouri, and I know you're from Massachusetts, and then we're good with the Massachusetts states right now.
But my point is, even within the state here, I don't see that much activity. I don't see any impact of what we're talking about in all of these. Patriot radio stations. I don't perceive it in reality. I know I'm living in a reality that's not pervaded the mainstream, and that really is what the problem is.
So let me ask you, Leo, what do you think what could be done to change this? It's not only just talking and complaining, but we need to look at solutions. So what would you say is the solution that could help in your state and other states as
well? Well, I think each one of us talking to our friends and showing how all of the candidates are controlled by the Council of Foreign Relations is a start, because people don't even know about that. And I was kind of irritated that Ron Paul didn't really point that out, because he could have gotten a lot of mileage, or at least a good couple of good zingers in there, but I think he was afraid to say that. But I've gotten to the point now where I realize that the only solution come November is to vote against the CFR and write in Ron Paul and Jesse Ventura.
So we're going to talk a little bit more about that when we come back, and that brings back my point on meetup groups when we come back after this break.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful, a miracle. Oh, it was beautiful, magical, and all the birds in the trees, they'd be singing so.
Hi, we're back, and we have another caller, Gary in Tennessee. And then for the last few minutes, I want to bring up meetup. We got to talk about that. Gary, you're on the Deanne Burley Show. Please, I want to hear your comment.
I was on the University of Illinois during the riots. I carried, and I pulled it. And I took care of business. I didn't hurt nobody, but I was ready to. Anyway, we got this national ID thing coming up that cross-links every database in the United States with every database in the world. And, I call it the beast system. And we killed 1.5 million Iraqis, and we probably got 70,000 dead soldiers they're not even talking about, unless they got killed on the battleground, not the ones that died en route to the hospital. And we got 30 to 35 people a day being killed by drunk Mexican illegal drivers with no driver's license or insurance. I feel really bad for the students that died in the last several instances of school shootings. But I can't help but believe that these are not mind control people that are under psychotropic drugs and are being programmed by the psychiatrist that gives them the prescription, let's say. So the idea of this guy calling in and giving people numbers and expecting privacy, he's in a dream world. There is no privacy after the National ID Act. You might as well kiss that goodbye. And so why isn't anybody talking about the 30 to 35 people, American people, that are killed on highway accidents from drunk Mexican illegals? And then they're whining about five dead students here and five dead students there, and I don't negate that, and I feel horrible about that. But I'll tell you what, if I was in that auditorium when that guy opened up and I was carrying, I would have dropped the son of a bitch.
Yes,
that's about all I got to say about it.
Yes, can I make a comment?
Hello?
Go ahead.
I would like to respond to you. You know, there are so many things going on. So, Diane and me and Mr. Bill and John and everybody else, we are going to take one section at a time. I mean, I understand your frustration. I understand that why you say that we are not talking about illegal aliens. I mean, yes, that's true. I mean, you brought a very good point, too, for everybody else to know that, yes, there's at least 40 people, they die a day from the drunk driving of these illegal aliens in United States, and we have about 40 million of them right now in United States, and that's true, but, I mean, so much things we can do, and as a result, I mean, we cannot talk about to have a full coverage. I mean,
follow the Swedish model. Give everybody a full automatic weapon and 1,000 rounds of ammunition.
Yes, I mean, that's not the answer, actually, too, because we don't want to have a bloodshed in the United States. Because we are Americans, we love our brothers and sisters. We cannot do that. We need to learn from Gandhi. Gandhi brought British imperialism down and they freed their country and then brought their own democratic government.
Different culture, Mo.
Sure.
Well,
and we have to learn from Gandhi.
We should all be blessed to continue to live in a constitutional republic, and I would certainly hope everybody prays.
With recent